Some people in Toledo and southeast Michigan are drinking tap water again, but officials are also urging water conservation so treatment plant chemicals can better neutralize toxic algae in Lake Erie. While in Milwaukee yesterday, EPA Regional Administrator Susan Hedman also noted that the waters of Green Bay have significant algal blooms.
It's possible that conditions could be ripe for development of blue-green algae and other types of harmful algal blooms.
Possible, but Hedman says like in some other parts of the Great Lakes, federal restoration dollars are being spent to reduce phosphorus pollution into Green Bay. Is it enough spending?
It is an ongoing effort, and it is something that is going to require even more effort going forward.
An environmental group, the Alliance for the Great Lakes, praises the EPA's effort in Green Bay and praises state of Wisconsin attempts to reduce phosphorus released from sewage treatment plants and runoff from farm fields. But the Alliance's Lyman Welch says it may be time to have more than voluntary measures.
These voluntary practices have not gotten the job done. And it's important that we look at the entire watershed and really address all sources of phosphorus pollution.
Welch says there needs to be measurable reductions in phosphorus loading to the Great Lakes within a firm time frame. Otherwise, people in Toledo and maybe other lakeside locations will be back on bottled drinking water. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.